The Shins mit Name for You auf 100,6 Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Herrliches Wetter heute, noch Zeit für ein Käffchen oder ein Stück Kuchen, auf alle Fälle vielleicht sogar schon das erste Softeis, man weiß es nicht. Um dann heute Abend entweder Radio zu hören, unsere Bilderbuch in bester Gesellschaft Session, oder ihr könntet natürlich auch den Weg nach draußen wagen, in die Kantine am Berghain. Dort nämlich spielt Rue Paines, ein Mann, der eigentlich Andrew Paines heißt, ein englischer Singer-Songwriter ist und aber irgendwann, als er Kind war, schon den Spitznamen Rue verpasst bekommen hat, weil er ähnlich wie der Winnie-Pooh-Charakter oder Rue aus Winnie-Pooh eben in einen Fluss fiel und seitdem nur noch Rue gerufen wurde. Was der Mann sonst noch kann, außer in Flüsse zu fallen, Alben machen zum Beispiel. Darüber werden wir gleich sprechen. Zur Einstimmung gibt's schon mal die erste Nummer hier, Tiger Striped Sky von Rue Paines auf Flux FM. Ja, hübsch. Rue Paines mit Tiger Striped Sky. Hier gehört auf 100,6 Flux FM. Heute Abend, ich hatte es schon gesagt, gibt's den Mann, wie gesagt, live in der Kantine am Berghain. Und wie sich das gehört, vorher hier bei uns als Besuch zum allerersten Mal. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass er da ist. Herzlich willkommen, Rue Paines. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
So, I was just saying, you've never been here before in this studio. It's your very first time. And you've been moving around quite shyly.
Shyly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my first time.
It's your first time, but are you always shy when you come to new places?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, but yeah, I don't know. I've only been here for a few minutes.
Okay, so it's more like you come in and you want to check out the situation and see how the people are, how they treat you, and just sit back and lay low a little bit.
Yeah, just something, have a coffee.
Like, okay.
Sit down on the sofa.
Did you actually get coffee from us?
Or I did.
We only offer for you? You'll get it. Okay, good. So, Rue, let's talk about you. It's interesting because you're about to release a new album here in Germany, which is so new, not anymore. It's been actually quite, not really old, but more than a year old, right?
Yeah, probably. Just, yeah, about that, yeah.
Paperweights. Came already out back home, which is Great Britain,
yeah,
about a year ago.
Yeah.
And why did it not make its way basically over here?
Well, I think that, you know, so I guess my label is quite a small label and we've been working together for a long, long time. So we've just been building from scratch, like from the first EP to this album. And yeah, we kind of have just been building. And the opportunity to release out here came after after I'd already released it, because not many people would have known about my stuff, and now more people know about my stuff, and so the opportunity arose. I think I came out here and I did a show in Berlin and a show in Köln that like were really great for me anyway. Like, they went well, and from that I started working with a label out here, and so we released it out here a bit later, but
yeah,
you know, it's never too late.
Of course, it's never too late. And sometimes we have a saying, gut Ding will Weile haben, which means like good things take a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And anyway, it's been done already for quite some time. It's your second album, Paperweights. Mm. The first one was Little Giant. But of course, Little Giant, I think, came out in 2014. That wasn't also really the beginning of your musical career. You told me before in our little pre-talk that you started making music when you were, well, when you were a child, because you were singing Christmas carols.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like the first thing I ever did musically was to sing like a Christmas carol hymn called Once in Royal David City. I was like, probably about 10. And like in England we do it, just maybe do it in Germany too, but at the beginning of like Christmas carol services you have like a solo singer who does it. So I sang it.
I think it does exist here though, but it's a church thing. Is it a church thing or not so much?
Yeah, it's a church thing, but it's quite a traditional English thing.
So you also run through the streets and then with little candles right in front of you?
No, street marching. It is like, it's traditional Christmas church service kind of thing.
Okay.
Like nativity service.
Yeah. And then later on, you told me that you come out of a family, your grandma was a musician basically, or she loved to play music, compose as well. And that kind of kicked off your instrumental career.
Yeah, well, she wasn't really a composer. She was more of a kind of recital person. So she was an amazing pianist, but not like a creative pianist. So yeah, the creative side of music is kind of completely disconnected from our family, but like everyone can kind of do something. Like mm-hmm. both my parents like can sing really well and stuff, but like yeah, my granny was probably like the first music I like really heard, just because we used to go around and she used to play the piano, and we used to kind of like run. She used to play a couple of like specific songs, of like really crazy songs mm-hmm. that we used to like run around the sofa to and stuff. But yeah, so she was probably the one musical person in our family. My mom and my dad are like creative in different ways.
Okay. Also es gibt jetzt das neue Album, das so neu nicht mehr ist. Es ist über ein Jahr schon alt. Paperweights heißt es. I'm just going to translate quickly what we've okay. talked about. Ist jetzt also bei uns nochmal auf dem Weg zum neuen Release hier bei Embassy of Music. Und es gibt auch schon ein Debütalbum Little Giant. Das erschien bereits 2014. Das hat aber wie gesagt alles ein bisschen gedauert, bis Ruse Musik jetzt hier nach Deutschland rüber geschwappt ist. Insgesamt macht er aber auch schon seit er 10 Jahre alt ist Musik, hat mit Christmas Carols angefangen, mit Christmas-Liedern zu Hause, hat sie dort gesungen und kommt aus einer Familie, die es nicht wirklich so musikalisch ist, die zwar Eltern haben gute Stimmen und so, aber die Oma war eine Klavierspielerin und von der hat man sich ein bisschen was abgeguckt. Ja, und so ging das eigentlich langsam los mit der Karriere. But it was something triggered the musical career and also you being out there and being introduced to a wider audience. And I actually thought, ah, let's not talk about Burberry in the beginning of the interview, but let's talk about Burberry. What was the deal with Burberry?
Well, I was basically booking my own shows. Like I had been at uni and afterwards was kind of thinking like what I was going to do. And I decided already that I was going to do music, and I'd started booking my own stuff and I'd recorded my own EP and released it myself and stuff. And then I was doing quite a lot of like DIY gigs. Mm-hmm. And I was on a tour with a friend of mine from England. And I had done this kind of acoustic video session with Burberry, and then
is that something they do because it's part of Burberry? As we have like a Jägermeister does music stuff, Red yeah, Bull as does yeah. music stuff, Burberry does it too.
Yeah, they do like Burberry acoustic program, mm-hmm. Which had just started basically when mm-hmm. when I was doing it, and so someone pointed it out to me, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll see if like I write an email to them, maybe they'll reply, mm-hmm. and we ended up doing it, and. Then from that, I got asked to do this this like campaign for them for a year and a bit. So that was really great because I got to do the soundtrack for it and everything. And so I guess that put my music on the map a bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, it does help. And there's, nothing to be ashamed about, even though some people would say like, oh, ho, ho, Burberry. But anyway, so er war also tatsächlich schon ein bisschen mit seiner Musik am Machen und am Tun, hat selber seine Platten aufgenommen, so kleine EPs, kleine Songs dann auch selber eingespielt und hat seine eigenen Shows gebucht. Und irgendjemand machte ihn darauf aufmerksam, dass Burberry, ihr kennt dieses Modelabel, eine Akustik-Session hat. Das ist also sowas, wie hier Red Bull eben auch macht, dass man da Künstler unterstützt, Musiker unterstützt. Und er bewarb sich dann mit einem kleinen Video und bekam den Gig tatsächlich auch, hat dann also für Burberry eine Akustik-Session gemacht und dann ist auch noch eine etwas größere Geschichte draus geworden, weil er nämlich am Ende auch noch eine ganze Modekampagne mitverfolgt hat, mit einem Song auch noch, den er selber geschrieben hat, und er ist auch selber fotografiert worden, als Model bei Burberry eingestiegen. You got people took pictures of you as well, you were also a Burberry model for some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of a nice side effect.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you got asked, you'd say yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
who wouldn't?
It was one of those things. It's like, I obviously was, like, a musician. Like, I could have probably continued down that line, but I was a musician, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, that was great for that moment. It was really good. But I was a musician. So after that, I just carried on writing music.
Okay.
And releasing albums.
Yeah. Thank God, we should say.
Oh, thanks.
Well, let's talk about your music a little bit more detailed after the song you prepared, a song that I didn't want to play out of our system because you're going to play it, Lullaby Love, the song that our listeners are very familiar with by now. But I guess it's even more charming when you play it live. All lights on Rue Paynes. Bei uns im Studio sind gerade 3 Leute damit beschäftigt, den Mann richtig auszuleuchten. Wobei er wahrscheinlich gar nicht unbedingt richtig gutes Licht braucht, um gut auszusehen. Ich würde sagen, Kameras ab. Leute, seid ihr bereit? Eule bereit? Konstanze bereit? Und ab geht's. Alright.
Thank you. avenue once bent in shadow, in a moment straight and hallowed. You hold high in destination, you sing to me sweet revelation. I feel a quickening in my step till I don't even touch the ground. Cause when I'm seeing double, it's your lullaby love that keeps me from trouble. It's your lullaby love that's keeping me level. It's your lullaby love that keeps me awake. When this voice retires from talking, when these ears are tired of ringing, when my feet get bored of traveling, and it looks like it's all unraveling, when this heart's too old for dreaming, is when I hear the angels sing your lullabies. Cause when I'm seeing double, it's your lullaby love that keeps me from trouble. It's your lullaby love that's keeping me level. It's your lullaby love that keeps me by love that keeps me from trouble. It's your lullaby love that's keeping me level. It's your lullaby love that keeps me awake.
Thank you so much. Look at your fan club out there. Flux FM owned fan club. We bought them. We paid a lot of money for those people to come here. No, actually, we didn't have to. Thank you so much. That was very, very beautiful.
You're welcome.
Hier, Ru Payne's bei uns gerade gehört mit Lullaby Love, ein Song, den man heute Abend sicherlich auch in der Kantine hören will. Are you going to be alone on stage tonight?
Yeah, I am.
All alone,
well,
you and
actually,
your guitar.
No, not completely. I've got a friend of mine from England called Tom Hartley Booth, who's been like with me every gig this week, and he's going to sing probably a couple of songs with me. So yeah.
So he's got no instruments. He's got only his voice, and he's going to be
here. He uses
your...
this guitar, and I've got my 12-string guitar, which I use as well.
Okay, that's right. That's your instrument, 12-string guitar.
Instrument.
Your signature instrument, exactly. But you also played trumpet.
Yeah.
You told me before.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I actually play it on record sometimes, but it's like one note at a time because I haven't played for a long time, so I can't play like a long like piece. So yeah, it takes a long time, but I can strike a good note. So
better keep it short, the trumpet part on
your
records. Yeah,
exactly. And then just add them all together, and then you've got what you need.
Where did you actually record the album?
I did them both at home. Mm-hmm. So like, I worked with the same producer on both of them, called Rupert Coulson. Mm-hmm. And for both of my albums, I think I really wanted to have an honest feel, because a lot of my music's about honesty and like lyrics, and I kind of felt like in a time where like there's so much production on everything, as a songwriter, I really wanted to be doing something that was actually completely stripped back, so that it kind of was showing that it wasn't about trying to make people feel it, something rather I wanted to create that something through words, melody, and composition, mm-hmm. and see if I could create that atmosphere with those things without all the kind of bells and whistles. And part of that was not doing it in studios, just doing it in a living room, and working with a producer like Rupert, who does mainly like classical music mm-hmm. and film scores, because I use a lot of strings and I write a lot of strings arrangements. And that meant that, there was definitely just a kind of nakedness about it that that was what I was after for those two records.
Mm-hmm. So did you play the strings as well yourself on the record? No.
No, I didn't. I write the strings parts. It's actually like my favorite bit. Well, it's not my favorite bit, but I really like it. I mean, I sit there and I hum it to my friends who play the strings for me. I mean, what's quite nice about our group is it's, although there are many, many amazing cellists and violinists and stuff out there, like what's fun is that we've all just been friends for a long time mm-hmm. and we've just kind of stuck at it together as a group. And so, yeah, it's quite a kind of friendly atmosphere. I mean, there's a lot of people. In London, I played a show with 14 people recently on stage.
Wow.
And they're all just like people who I've met along the way who've mm-hmm. just ended up joining and stuff. And we just add them on if there's like some space in the arrangement.
Right. So I guess that's very inspirational as well, if you have people around you who are constantly thriving to do more, to get better in what they're doing. So
yeah, definitely, yeah, definitely. And it's like when you have those options as well, you can be a lot more expansive maybe with your writing. And mm-hmm. There's a lot of scope for different moods that you can create and like different kind of... some of my favorite bands are like bands like Sigur Rós and like bands that like do landscape music, I'd call it. Mm-hmm. They kind of describe a mood or a place in time or a place. And strings and lots of instruments allow you to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I will be on my own tonight.
Yeah, and I have to say that you did quite a good job actually on the new record, especially with using strings as well. But also, as you say, being minimalistic in a certain way and kind of let the music breathe, which is happening a lot through your voice alone. And I think it's pretty much enough if you have your guitar, your voice. It's you don't want to overload it, actually. I'm not sure if it would sound right.
Yeah, well, there's always that like balance between, like, I am a singer-songwriter, so it's kind of, the lyrics really are a massive part of what I do. And if you do too much, then you take away that intimate aspect of your lyrics.
So it's people kind
of,
don't listen to you anymore.
Yeah, okay. So you really got to like work out where that balance is. Mm-hmm. And I think on Paperweights, I was more selective with that. Like on Little Giant, I was really enjoying that kind of like lots and lots of sounds that I could throw into stuff. And, mm-hmm. and it was a mood-based album, whereas Paperweights is a little bit more... intentional with the arrangements, like mm-hmm. trying to make them smaller, just like let the songs stand out a bit mm-hmm. more.
Ihr werdet am Wochenende auf alle Fälle in unserem Wochenend-Special noch ein bisschen mehr zu seinen Songs hören. Er wird dann also hier Samstag und Sonntag jede Stunde einen Song präsentieren. Wir werden euch die Platte vorspielen und Rue wird ein bisschen was dazu zu erzählen wissen. I'm just saying that you're presenting your album this weekend in our weekend special, where you also will talk about your music, about specific songs, and then actually can tell our listeners a little bit more about your creative process. I'm just gonna go back to what you told me so far in the last 5 minutes. Also er hat die jetzige Platte zu Hause aufgenommen, genauso wie der davon. Also davor, Little Giant und Paperweights sind beides Wohnzimmerplatten geworden. Er hat mit einem Freund, mit Rupert zusammen, das Ganze aufgenommen. Und der wiederum ist eher in der klassischen Musik zu Hause. Insofern gibt es auch ähnliche Arrangements hier. Man hat ein paar Streicher aufgenommen. Er hat sehr, sehr viele Freunde, die Streichinstrumente spielen. Ist in einer großen Musikergruppe. Sagt, es ist auch sehr inspirierend, wenn man also da die Leute um sich herum hat. Aber er hat versucht eben auch die Songs, die Arrangements für sich stehen zu lassen und es nicht zu überladen mit Klimbim, damit man eben auch noch ein bisschen auf seine Texte hört, denn die sind ihm ganz wichtig. Er sagt, er ist Singer-Songwriter und es ist ihm wichtig, dass die Leute auch zuhören, was er singt. Am Wochenende, wie gesagt, könnt ihr dazu auch nochmal jede Stunde hier rein switchen. Ru, thank you very much for now, for being here, for visiting us. And we're going to listen to you on Saturday and Sunday, of course. We're going to wake up at midnight on Saturday and are not going to bed until Sunday to Monday midnight, until this whole thing is over. We're going to stick onto our radio. Wir haben jetzt noch Tickets für heute Abend. Torben gibt mir schon wieder hektisches Zeichen. Nicht die Tickets vergessen. Bitte. Nicht diese Woche. Was? Das nächste Woche Special. Jetzt. Now she's whispering me, it's not this weekend, the weekend special, it's the week after.
Oh.
Holy shit. Danke, Eule. Also nächste Woche ist Wochenend-Special, nicht dieses Wochenende, um Himmels Willen, erst in 10 Tagen. Okay, so then we gotta stick to the radio in 10 days. Alright. Heute Abend aber gibt's Tickets für die Kantine. Jetzt bitte anrufen, 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Und wer dabei sein will, klingelt jetzt an bei Torben und bekommt dann für Urpaints noch Tickets. Otherwise the show is sold out tonight, I heard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
So, kaum noch Karten oder keine Karten mehr an der Abendkasse, vielleicht ja noch vor der Tür irgendwo. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you
very
much.
We got one more song, which is Summer Thunder.
Yes.
Your favorite.
Yeah, I mean...
You told me.
Yeah, it's one of, you know, it's like a favorite 1 minute and then the next minute, like there's another one. But yeah, this is like one of my favorites on the album, for sure. It's just got a slightly different mood. This for me, like, sums up a little bit what I was saying about landscape writing and stuff. For me, I was trying to describe with this arrangement and like the sound and the trumpets and like that kind of thing, exactly what I was trying to sum up in the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, for me, I'm quite fond of this one because it kind of is an example of the way that I write, I think.
Okay, let's listen to it. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.